Broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. It's time for The Upswing on WTMJ, showcasing businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Here's your host, Jeff Sherman.
Because I'm going to make this place yours.
Good morning, Milwaukee. Good morning, Wisconsin. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. I did indeed. Full of sunshine and smiles. Wow, it was just so nice. Also, to kick it off, I had a great lunch on Friday. A really good lunch meeting. Came up with several new show ideas and segments, so listen for those in the coming weeks. Some really good, exciting stuff on tap. I want to continue to explore kind of the why behind Wisconsin businesses, what drives leaders, what shapes them, and how they overcome change and challenge. It's kind of at the heart of our conversations with people that care and do here on The Upswing. There's lots of change and lots of challenge, especially in the world of marketing and podcasting. So our guest today is going to be wonderful with some great insights into the podcasting and the content creation world that we all live in, or at least we access on a daily basis, right? I'm guessing you probably listened to a podcast this weekend. Chances are you did. According to Pew Research Center, Americans who listen to podcasts has substantially increased over the last decade. And as of the end of last year, 42% of Americans ages 12 and older listened to a podcast in the last month. That's according to research from Edison. Some other podcast stats just to tee up our topic today. There's 414 million podcasts globally. 414 million. Podcast industry now is currently worth almost $24 billion. There are 505 million podcast listeners globally. And it's predicted that more than 100 million active podcast listeners are in the U.S. for next year, for this year. And the average American, what do you think? How many podcasts each and every week? This kind of surprised me. 8 podcasts a week the average American listens to. Without a doubt, podcasts and now kind of short-form audio and video have really compelling roles to play in the business and popular culture, nationally, internationally, and locally. A friendly reminder, you can find podcast versions of all WTMJ shows at WTMJ.com, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm kind of mainly an Apple guy. I love that platform, but Spotify is great too. Obviously, there are others. Audio content specifically helps archive and tell the stories of businesses, founders, owners, and people that have taken big risks to create jobs, visions, and build community. I think it's important to find what makes companies tick. And that's why I'm excited to talk to our guest today. He has wonderful insights into the marketing world and has created a business that is not only on the forefront of the podcasting world, but in really creative marketing space right here in Walker's Point of Milwaukee. There are a lot of agencies and entities in the podcasting space and marketing worlds. In a former life of mine, I met Richie Burke, whose company at the time was called Go Get It. He was in the daily deal space, but he pivoted into marketing, branding, and storytelling and podcasting. He was really early in the agency space, building podcasts for companies that wanted to tell their stories through audio. Today, Richie Burke, the president and CEO of Storymark Studios, joins us on The Upswing. We're going to talk media. We're going to talk marketing. We're going to talk podcasting. We're going to talk about what it's like to live and work through a change of businesses, pivot your business, rename and rebrand your business, what it's like to battle with anxiety and even stage fright when doing presentations. And get this, we're going to talk about how Richie Burke worked with his father to put together a playbook to run for president of the United States. All this and much more coming up. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to The Upswing, a Monday edition of The Big Show. Richie Burke, president of Storymark Studios, joins us today. Richie, you and I met in, I think, 2010 or so. You started your business, Go Get It, in 2011. Give us the short Richie Burke story. And thanks for taking the time to be with us.
Yeah, it's great seeing you today. Short story, I went to Marquette, graduated in 2011, then started a company, GoGetIt.com, as okay. a deal site. Apparently, there weren't enough of those at that point in time.
You were early in that daily deal space and kind of that era of Groupon.
I went in when it was very saturated. I worked door-to-door sales in college the year before that.
Okay.
Didn't know what I wanted to do when I graduated, so I decided to start a daily deal site platform and went door-to-door to a lot of small businesses, and we did events. I was going to like Jazz in the Park with Go Get It sunglasses and an iPad to get email addresses.
Okay.
We'd do events, just things like that. First year, we had over 15,000 subscribers, users, and worked with over 100 businesses, but it wasn't making money. It was not profitable. It was a very high volume, low margin business. So I think it was pretty good execution on what was a bad business model back then. But we did start running some social media accounts and shooting videos for small businesses back in 2012. Got a relatively good response from that. Pivoted into an agency in 2013, mainly doing social media and video, which was a complete mess. I don't know if I have time to get into it on this 6-minute segment, but made a couple hires I probably shouldn't have. I learned to do background checks.
That's what happens early in the business stage, especially in the marketing agency world, right? You learn a lot along the way.
Yeah, one of them, we signed a big client like 3 months in. We had a video shoot that morning in March in Milwaukee. It was like a Wednesday morning, and I was sleeping. I was really nervous because your first break as a business owner, you got to deliver, and my phone starts vibrating at like 4 a.m., and I usually never answer unknown numbers, but I picked it up. It's like, hello, this is the Milwaukee County Jail. You accept this phone call. And my one employee who was running the shoot decided to go on a little bender on a Tuesday night in Milwaukee in March, which I don't know where you go to do that. But
yeah.
And then ended up in jail. And I was his one phone call, so I hopped out of bed and went over to the county jail, and his car was...
Teammates first. It's always about building the culture. You got to take care of your team.
That's right. And his car was towed with all the camera equipment in it. Unfortunately, we had to reschedule the big shoot that day. But, you know, luckily, my RA from Marquette, who went to NYU after, started working for this boutique branding agency out in New York, and we did a bunch of white label work for them, which they probably marked up times 10, but that was still more than anything we were getting paid here at that point in time, and snowballed into projects all over the country, and that helped us get our start. Got into podcasting in 2016, started the Go-Getters, which has turned into Milwaukee Uncut, which we relaunched this year, which I think we'll get into. Got into podcasting in 2016. It kind of grew from there, and saw business kind of dropping off in 2022, and took a look in the mirror and decided we needed to make some changes, and moved and built out a studio in Walker's Point and rebranded to Storymark Studios and the show to Milwaukee Uncut. And right now we're really focusing on helping companies tell better stories. A lot of companies do not tell good stories, and a lot of their content falls flat, whether it's sales presentations to their website, to their videos. So we do a lot of that, help bring them to life and help companies market themselves on an ongoing basis.
So at the heart of what you do as an agency now is storytelling. So what's the secret to good storytelling, and how do you counsel your clients to differentiate in the content space?
Yes, any story in its purest form is about a kind of a flawed character who wants something, who overcomes an obstacle and receives a transformation. We've developed our own 8-part storytelling framework that we lead brands through and create brand narratives for them that they can use in their sales pitches and in their videos. But at the heart of every good compelling story, it's about a character that overcomes an obstacle and receives a transformation. The bigger the obstacle, the more at stake, typically the better that story is. And a lot of companies kind of position themselves as their own hero and talk about themselves, usually in a chronological way, usually in a non-compelling way. But whether it's a 30-second social clip or a 8-minute documentary style video for a brand, we're always looking at what's the most compelling story that we can tell, because especially in this world, if you're doing a short video or anything, like, people's attention spans are like that, and if they drop off at any point, the watch time is going to go down. The algorithms are going to push it down. So when we're creating digital ads or content or sales decks, like, we need to keep people engaged and hook them right away. Yeah. So,
well, when we come back, I want to talk about how you position, you know, you align the marketing side, the finance side, to kind of bring stories to life, and what that looks like from a podcast perspective, especially in a podcast world that now is getting increasingly crowded. How do you counsel companies to stand out in that space? And then we're going to talk about your golf game and your athletic career and how golf has helped you power through as a business leader.
I don't think there's much to talk about there, but I appreciate it.
We're talking with Richie Burke, president of Storymark Studios. This is The Upswing. We'll be right back after this break.
Back with more of The Upswing after this.
Welcome back to the Monday edition of The Upswing. We're talking with Richie Burke, president of Storymark Studios, all things media, marketing, podcasting, and more. So, Richie, what's your basic definition of marketing? Client comes to you and says, we need to market better. What's marketing mean to you?
I feel that, got to press the on button for a live radio show. I feel that good marketing is inspiring. It inspires people to make a change. We talked about storytelling, and storytelling being about a character overcoming an obstacle and receiving a transformation. And I think good marketing inspires people to take action and receive a transformation in their own lives. And sometimes that has to do with buying a product or a program or a service. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's just, can you entertain the person? You know, get them to watch your show and have them stick on that. And make their day, brighten up their day. So That's whatever that is, I think it's inspiring change.
Yeah. Position, promote, prosper through promotion. I mean, it's all about protecting the brand and bringing it to the consumer and hoping to get action out of it. So I have to ask, you're an athlete. I've seen you dunk and golf. How has golf helped define your career in life in terms of, you know, not only making deals, but also just taking that time for yourself on the golf course to think and act?
One, thank you for bringing up my dunk. I know Ian Abston's listening. He'll appreciate that. I have not failed to dunk. I haven't tried in about 5 years since that happened. I think that was a significant event in my life. I'm glad it got captured on camera, and I will have that video to show Ian.
Keep it up.
Ian,
keep up forever. The high energy.
It was a nice one-hander. So that, and then golf, I think Bree, my significant other, who runs the business with me, she came on about a year and a half ago. I don't know how happy she'll be that you brought up my golf game. I get some flack from her and my dad for competing in some of these tournaments still, but I enjoy the competition. So I do some of that during the summer. I know low-key my dad's checking live scoring when I'm out there, but I enjoy that aspect. And it's been a good relationship building tool, I would say, from a business standpoint. I just got to be a little careful of driving up to Fond du Lac on a Tuesday to compete against some college kids and things like that.
You know, the golf world, especially as we get into the season, it takes a lot of work. And if you're going to do it, you got to do it well, and you got to play at a high level. That's what I've seen. That's why, I guess, I don't play as much as I used to, but I admire those that put in the effort and really compete. And you do that on a big scale. So I commend you for that.
I think, I think a lot of people, if they ask what they need to do to get better, there's definitely some things, but to get a lot better, it usually consists of lessons and practice. And if that's not a good use of your time, I'd recommend just having a few drinks and going out there and having a good time and shooting 87 or whatever. There's handicaps for a reason. Anyone can play with anyone, and it's good time and a good relationship building tool.
Yeah, very good. That's what sports is all about, building those relationships. So I wanted to talk and get your insights on the marketing of women's basketball. Will you see, first, did you catch Saturday Night Live this weekend? Did you see Caitlin Clark's appearance on Weekend Update?
I did not.
No? Okay, she was great. Just a wonderful segment, really kind of brought to life her personality in a new way on a really big stage. But how do you think Caitlin Clark's success continues to translate into the WNBA from a marketing perspective for not only the league, but for her?
I'll be fascinated to see that.
Yeah.
And you look at it, Caitlin Clark, or you look at other sports that were not as popular that just shot off and gained popularity. I think of golf during the Tiger Woods era. It was something different. People tune into greatness. And I think because he was really the first black golfer in a dominated white man sport to go out and do that, people stuck to it, or people were very into cycling in the early 2000s. Lance Armstrong, who was an American, which was rare, who overcame testicular cancer and won, I believe, 7 tours, that brought a lot of attention to the sport. And Caitlin Clark breaking Pistol Pete's all-time scoring record. She's a girl from Iowa, of all places, yep, going out. She's a good personality. She's entertaining. I think there were some other good storylines from LSU and South Carolina and Reese. And it was very compelling, and people tuned in. She was great, and it had good stories behind it. So I'll be fascinated to see if that translates to the WNBA, which I think has not went mainstream until this. It's probably never gone mainstream. Right. You can argue that. Could this do it? I think it could. So it'll be interesting, yeah, to see.
Fans like to attach themselves to single players. And, you know, I think the college game is much more a community building. Hey, I went to school there. I want to attach myself. The professional game, no matter what the sport is, you want a good mix of the team and the player. So I think she has a really unique opportunity to bring home, you know, a league that needs more exposure and demands more exposure, because it's a wonderful sport. So I look forward to seeing what she does in the future. So when we come back, we're going to talk more with Richie Burke. For right now, WTMJ Siding Unlimited news time is 10:30. ABC News and local headlines are coming up next.
The Upswing is back on WTMJ.
Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. You are listening to WTMJ. I am here today with Richie Burke, president of Storymark Studios. Richie, again, appreciate you taking the time on a Monday morning to talk media, marketing, and podcasting and more with us. So your grandfather founded Trek Bikes in Waterloo, Wisconsin. Started with a kind of a single bike store years ago, maybe failed a little bit with that and pivoted into manufacturing high-end bicycles, right?
Yeah, he had a couple bike stores in the Madison area before then, which I think they did all right, but didn't really work out. And then started Trek out of a barn in Waterloo, Wisconsin in 1976.
Okay, very good. And your dad now, who I love that you call JB, is the current president at Trek.
Yeah, he's been the president, I think, since 97. So he's been going at it for a while. He started there right after college, worked with my grandfather. That was probably in 84-ish.
Okay.
When Trek was still in its early years, losing money at the time, probably about 8 years into it, and really helped grow it and get it to where it is today, and done an amazing job.
So growing up in a entrepreneurial family, how is that a main reason you're your own man with your business now?
Yeah, that probably definitely inspired me. So my grandpa unfortunately passed away in 2008, which was the year I got to Marquette. He was healthy. He was in his early 70s, had a minor heart issue, had a surgery that went wrong, like a 1% chance of it turning out poorly, and unfortunately passed away then. So I was excited to get to Milwaukee while he was here, but you know, spent some time with him then, but it was in the hospital, but had good memories of him growing up. But I never like looked at him as a business person when I was younger.
Okay, he was your grandpa.
My grandpa for the most part. But after starting my business and realizing how difficult it is to actually get a business off the ground, just immense amounts of respect for what him and my dad and everyone at Trek has been able to do to get it to where it is today. And just growing up with my dad and seeing how hard he worked and how much he traveled, and he's still a machine. it's been a great person. It's been very inspiring.
Yeah. Even if we don't work day to day with our, with our parents or grandfathers, no matter what they're doing, you still get those lessons through osmosis just being around them.
Absolutely.
Right? And that's inspiring for sure. So you helped your dad put together kind of a manifesto, if you will, for a possible presidential run, helped him kind of position his thoughts and put together kind of some unique marketing around packaging, not only a presidential candidate possibly, but his bold ideas for the future of America.
Yeah, so he is not running, so this is not a playbook for him to run, but he's a, like a lot of us, a concerned, frustrated citizen with what's been going on in this country, and this is not just recently, this is over the last, you know, decade or two, in the way the government's operating. So he created a book called A Bold Plan. Anyone can download it for free at aboldplan.com. It's a quick read. It's got 50 charts and graphs, and it just goes over high performance government, climate change, gun deaths in America, how we have the most people locked up per capita by a long shot, nuclear war, you know, how we're $33 trillion dollars in debt, and solutions, nonpartisan solutions to fix 14 different issues. I just rattled off probably about six of them, but it's pretty deep, and it's, yeah, his goal is just to educate our citizens of what's going on in this country, and politicians aren't really talking about any of that because they just kind of latch on to one issue and try and bash the other person, especially during election season. So he wants people to talk about the issues and the facts that are out there. So it's a bold plan for anyone who's interested.
Very good. He tweeted recently, "I'm excited to announce a bold plan for America. We need leaders prioritizing long-term U.S. interests and better citizenship. Goal, educate on issues and provide nonpartisan solutions. Follow and spread and share to spread awareness." So it's great that you're assisting and being able to help work with your dad each and every day to kind of get his ideas and action plan to a bigger audience. So kudos to you. We'll be back with more with Richie Burke, president of Storymark Studios. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ.
Back with more of The Upswing after this. The Upswing is back on WTMJ.
Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, talking today with Richie Burke, president of Storymark Studios, located in beautiful Walker's Point, Wisconsin, just outside of downtown Milwaukee. Again, Richie, thanks for taking the time. At the heart of what we're doing at The Upswing is talking to people that care and do. It's conversations at the intersection of community, life, and business. And we're all living our lives each and every day, and you've been really public with some of your struggles with anxiety and just kind of overcoming anxiety in your life, working to calm yourself. How have you done that in a way that's helped power your business forward?
Yeah, just to add some context, I had some anxiety issues growing up, nothing too detrimental. And then about 7 years ago, I was flying back on a family vacation from Quebec. I'd never had any issues flying before, and I'm on a plane. I'm all the way in the back of the plane. It got delayed a bunch. Then it landed at O'Hare and just stalled on a tarmac, not for too long, but probably after about 10 minutes, heart started pounding, started sweating, started shaking, started breathing really heavily, and just had like a full-blown panic attack on that plane. Plane started moving after about, you know, 10 minutes of that panic attack. Anxiety dissipated a little, got off the plane, got out of O'Hare, hopped in an Uber to get to Milwaukee, and like my anxiety was gone. But after that, I've had to deal with a lot of issues that I didn't have to before flying. Next time I had to get on a plane, I think I was in tears and had to pop some clonazepam to calm me down, which is kind of a hardcore anxiety drug. Taking elevators was difficult for me, still can be if I'm not doing it often. Being stuck in standstill traffic at the time triggered anxiety. So I had a lot of these issues at age 28, 29 that I'd never had to deal with in my life. So went to therapy, had a good therapist. She had me doing a lot of exposure exercises. I had to ride the elevator in my building over on Prospect Towers every day to certain floors without my phone, just doing things like that. Got into breath work and meditation.
Work it through repetition.
Yeah, exactly. Because that helps rewire your brain. If it's in a certain way, you got to kind of like do it. That's the best way to get through it. Also got into breath work, which I thought was very weird and out there, but I got into it. And
do you do that on a regular basis, on a daily basis now, or at least in some capacity?
Yeah, I do. I do that. Do some yoga too. That can be helpful. But I've definitely had to deal with these issues and work on them throughout the past few years to get better. And I think the main message is, if people are dealing with anxiety or mental health issues, it definitely can get better. A lot of people don't seek help, and when you're not getting better, they're getting worse typically. But if you do seek help and then actually putting in the work, which is the difficult part. For me, it was easy to show up to therapy once every week or two, but it was difficult to get in that elevator day after day, to do those breathing exercises day after day, to do things that were out of my comfort zone. And that's what really helped me get better. Flying again after a few years of doing that, I flew medication free for the first time since that incident. So it's an ongoing battle. I may have to deal with it for the rest of my life, but it's manageable, and it can get better when I got the right habits in place.
Jump in, just keep swimming, get help if you need help, and continue to make your life as good as it can be, because we're all there's all wonderful things happening in our lives, but sometimes it manifests itself in a different way. So kudos to you for continuing to overcome, empower, and build a business at the same time. Your podcast is called Milwaukee Uncut. When we come back from the break, I want to talk about that current project, how you produce it, how you create it, how you distribute it, and get some insights into the world of marketing Wisconsin and Milwaukee. We are talking with Richie Burke, president of Storymark Studios. This is The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. We'll be right back after this break.
Back with more of The Upswing after this. WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Here's more of The Upswing on WTMJ.
Welcome back to our Monday conversation around media, marketing, and more with Richie Burke, president of Storymark Studios, located right here just outside of downtown Milwaukee in Walker's Point. Richie, how's the new office space treating you? You blended into the neighborhood and invested and ingrained in all things Walker's Point?
We love it. Walker's Point. It's nice. We built out a studio, opened it up last May, and it's great. We got a little work area for the team, a conference room, and then nice content studio back there. We're right on 2nd in Florida.
Okay.
Right in the heart.
All right. So you produce and create and distribute a podcast called Milwaukee Uncut. Tell us what the mission of that podcast is and what you do each and every day with that.
Yeah, it's just entertaining, inspiring, untold stories from Milwaukee legends. We've had some great guests on recently. We had Cam and Stevie from Marquette come on during the tournament. Charlie Behrens came on back in December. Just had one of the Packers tight ends, Tyler Davis, come on. And we had a couple of the Admirals come on, which was a fun episode. That'll go live this week. And it's just kind of unfiltered conversations. It's a podcast. It's definitely an Instagram show too. The clips have been very popular, kind of generating hundreds of thousands of views a month typically on Instagram and YouTube, which we started putting effort into a few weeks ago, has been a great platform for us as well. I really enjoy doing the show and putting that content out there for Milwaukee, and it's been fun. So if anyone wants to tune in, I'll shamelessly plug it, Milwaukee Uncut, on any podcast platforms or on social media.
Okay, nice. So you're pretty involved with the marketing of greater Milwaukee and Wisconsin, obviously, as a marketer at heart. What are some of your suggestions for the recruitment and retention of even more people to get to the mayor's 1 million mark? We all got to do the hard work. What are some of the things from a marketing lens that we can do to drive that population?
The mayor has a very ambitious goal, which I like. I think he's doing a great job. He came on the podcast too.
Nice.
I'll plug it again.
All right.
Mayor Chevy was on, as well as County Executive Crowley. I think they're both, great young leaders for the city. From a sheer marketing standpoint, it's easy to market something that's a great product. And I think Milwaukee is a great product. You hear about people coming from the coast. Whenever my friends come that are from out of town, they're really surprised by what the city has to offer.
Mm-hmm.
Still, we had Peyton Sarton, who's dating the Brewers pitcher, his name? Joe Ross. And Joe Ross. Okay. She has a big podcast with Dear Media out in LA. She rented our studio a couple days, weeks ago. And like people out of town are surprised by the lake and all everything Milwaukee has to offer. So I think just getting more content out there about the city on eyeballs within it that people can share out and take more pride in the city as well as outside of it too. Drone Nate came on and he said he ran into people who moved here after seeing his content of Milwaukee. So I think things like that make a difference. And then just, I don't know the answers to this, but just doing everything we can to make it a great place to live and building a great community here.
What do you recommend to your clients that want to tell the Milwaukee and the Wisconsin story through their content? I mean, they have to be evangelists too in order for it, you know, to continue to work.
Yeah, I guess so. That goes back to great storytelling, usually going through that formula we develop. But if you're looking at it, you need to keep in mind what's in the best interest of the person that's going to move here or come to your company. What are they going to be getting out of it? And then positioning the company and the city of Milwaukee as that guide that's going to help them get their transformation or their ideal life, which would be here in Milwaukee in that case.
Very good. I like to ask people as we round out the show, Richie Burke, president of Storymark Studios. Richie, how do you define success?
How much time do we have left?
We got about 25 seconds.
25 seconds. Yes. Perfect. We'll go with a short answer. I think it's different for everyone. It's just getting better every day. And sometimes that's getting back to where you were. We had a big rebuild in business this year. You know, with my anxiety issues, I kind of had to get back to where I was. So I think it's either getting to the next level, getting back to where you were. And I think giving back to the community too, through, you know, whatever you want to get involved in. So very different definition for everyone.
Very good. All right. Onward and upward. That's what it is all about. This is The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Tomorrow on the show, Dr. Eve Hall, president and CEO of the Milwaukee Urban League. Dr. Hall previews the organization's annual meeting that's coming up Wednesday. Wisconsin's Midday News with Adam Roberts, who's filling in for Greg Matzik, and Jessica Tai is coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow.